I've got to get my favorite ice cream with Grandpa. It's my last day of vacation with him. We'll look for it everywhere.
Something that good is worth a lot of effort to find. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. When you want to get your favorite dessert, you're probably willing to put in some effort to get it, like going to a few extra grocery stores if you can't find it at the first one. Well, what would you be willing to sacrifice to put Jesus first in your life? Would you give up bad habits like lying or disobeying, or make hard choices to do what's right? Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Our story for Sunday is called Seeking Treasure. Well, buddy, tomorrow's your last day of vacation with your grandpa. What would you like to do? Grandpa asked Everett as they sat on the porch together. Everett patted Grandpa's dog, Bexley, while he thought. I know, he exclaimed. Let's get some ice cream. You know, Grandpa, the one with jelly beans in it? That's certainly special, Grandpa replied. I haven't seen that in a long time, but we'll try to find it. The next afternoon, after Everett and Grandpa returned from a fishing trip, they set out to search for the special treat. The ice cream shop in town didn't have it. They asked at a shop in the mall, but it no longer served that dessert. As the two returned to Grandpa's truck, Everett said, Grandpa, I really don't want to give up. Can we please keep trying? Grandpa smiled. We're not quitting, buddy. This is important. We'll keep on looking. Finally, Grandpa suggested they check at the grocery store. There in the frozen food aisle, Everett located his favorite flavor of ice cream filled with colorful jelly beans. We did it! Everett cried. When they got home, Grandpa served them each a bowl of the sweet treat on the porch while Bexley sat between them. Our adventure to find this ice cream reminds me of a Bible story, Grandpa said. The Bible compares the kingdom of heaven to a hidden treasure and a fine pearl. In the story Jesus tells, the men searching for these treasures sold all they had to get them. Kind of like how we were willing to visit so many places to find special ice cream, Everett added. Grandpa nodded. Knowing Jesus and being part of his kingdom is a treasure worth more than anything else. Since you've trusted Jesus to forgive your sins, Everett, you've found that treasure. Now you're on a journey for more than ice cream, a journey of growing to know and love Jesus more and more. A journey? Grandpa, I think you mean a treasure hunt. Now, can I please have some more ice cream treasure? Everett asked with a grin. So how about you? Have you ever searched for something you truly wanted? God wants us to seek him that way. We can trust him to provide what we need as we set our hearts on seeking him first, getting to know him through prayer, reading his Bible, and fellowship with other Christ followers. Knowing Jesus is the best treasure of all, and as we seek to grow in our relationship with him, he fills our lives with the richness of who he is. Our key verse is Matthew 6:33.
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
And our key thought for Sunday, search for God's treasure. I hope you enjoyed today's Keys for Kids story. We put these stories together to help you make a habit of spending time with God every day. When you grow up to be a teenager, you can keep it up with the Unlock Teen Devotional. It's like Keys for Kids with something to read every day, but it might be a story or a poem or maybe a journal entry from a teen just like you. Get a free printed copy of Unlocked sent straight to you at unlocked.org. As always, I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids.